Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi,
Hi, Matt.
Catherine. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. I was having a phone problem, so I just
Oh, okay.
turned it off and turned it back on, so we're good.
Thank you so much. I was thinking, I mean, I thought there was really, I mean, it's on my end. I thought it was on my end, and I was just not hearing anything. But I
Yeah, I don't
actually
know
sent
what.
you a text too, so.
Yeah, I saw the text. Yeah, so
Okay.
thanks for getting back to me.
All
So
right,
I'm
yeah.
sitting here with my wife, and we're looking over the things that we want to continue to get accomplished. The
Yeah.
profile. I think that's up on the on the internet, on Google, and it needs to be edited, which I think we can do ourselves, correct?
Okay. You mean you wanted to edit what information on the Google Business Profile, though?
What information, the description where it talks about the company. We want to put our own, description in there. I think you had generated one for us.
Okay. And you
Yeah.
did not like it, or?
Well, it's fine, but it's not the message that we want to portray. So yeah, we just want to change it.
Okay.
So that's something
Yeah.
we can do ourselves on the dashboard.
Well, that I would, yeah, definitely you can do that, I would say, Max, because anyway, when you do some edits on the dashboard, and information is being sent out to us, we can definitely move forward and get the rest as well updated, so we can have, I would say, synced or similar information across all platforms. So you can do that
Okay.
there. Okay.
Okay.
The very detail that you may need to let us know before an edit can be done are those areas that you're not able to edit through the dashboard.
Okay. Yeah,
Okay.
I mean, like the pictures, we can edit those ourselves, or is that something that has to be done through you as well? Because some of the
What?
pictures were not appropriate and they were incorrect.
Okay, when you say pictures, are you just trying to rearrange the images?
No, trying to delete some of them. They were accidentally put on the site for,
Oh, okay.
I don't know how, but.
Yes, because I mean, as far as what I do see are these, I see the images, I see about five. This is actually
Okay.
because we haven't received any image from you yet, Max, and we need to push things, we need to push our campaigns live. So these are actually licensed and copyright protected images that we do have for, I would say, specific service. But of course, if these are not images you prefer to use, then yes, you can delete them, but make sure that you add new images because we
So
need
are you, can I see what you're seeing on my computer?
to. Of course, yeah, you can do that. You can get into your dashboard.
Okay. And just,
But I think you're referring to the Google Business Profile itself,
yeah,
or
the
is it
Google
the images?
Business
Yeah.
Profile, correct.
Well, for the Google Business Profile first, I would say yes. You can delete pictures in there, because of course only the person who uploaded the image can delete them. So if that's the case, then we may not be able to delete them. You can do that from there. But also at the same time, on our end, we do not see that you've sent us pictures and we need pictures from you. I can show
Okay.
you what I was referring
Yeah,
to.
I emailed some pictures, or I may have texted them, but I think I emailed them. But anyway, I'd like to get some of the pictures that we have. I'd like to have on the site too.
Okay,
So basically, I'm not seeing what you're seeing when I look on Google. Is that correct?
yes, I mean, I can show you what I'm seeing too. Do you have your dashboard up right now?
No, I'm trying to remember how to get to my dashboard, actually.
Okay, no worries, Max. I'll just go ahead and send you your login credentials and the link to the dashboard. Is it okay if
Okay.
I send it to you via email?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Would it be through Vinyl Windowmax? Is that the email you're going to use?
Yes, hello? That's divinalwindowmax@gmail.com.
Okay, got it. Hang on a second.
Let me put you on speaker.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, still here.
Okay, great. Let my wife hear this.
Hi,
okay. Kathy. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Okay, good. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry I was not able to answer your call yesterday. I was on another call.
Okay. Oh, I see. I just edited the business profile, and I pressed save, and it went away, but it says now your edit is pending.
Okay. Yes, because when it comes to edits, sometimes Google would want to review edits. That's why it would say pending. But I'm going to give a heads up to our team to check on your edits.
Yeah, so it usually takes up to 10 minutes to be reviewed. Yeah, now I can't even see what I wrote.
Yeah, it takes time to get it reviewed.
Oh.
I wasn't trying to.
Yeah. They wanted to review it, Kathy, because sometimes some edits would require another verification or re-verification. So that's actually the reason.
So if we don't use your version, it could need to be re-verified?
No, it doesn't necessarily mean that way. Okay. There are just certain edits onto the Google Business Profile that once Google sees, it would require re-verification. They would ask you to re-verify it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's because you're not using what we are using.
Yeah. Well, one description I saw of the company, it was extremely long, and this this one only allows us 750 letters or characters.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yep. If there is a limit to it, the limit would be correct, yes.
Right. Okay. I don't know what I saw the other description on, but it was extremely long.
Mine is here.
Okay. So, yeah, this isn't the one we want to apply, so we're still in the process of editing that, too. We just wanted to know how to get it on. How soon are we going to be up on the sponsored site? You know?
Oh, the Google Verify program. As far as what I do see here, Max, there are actually still two things missing. The application has been completed, and we're currently working on the application process. But our team sent you yesterday the background check link. Did you receive it and get it completed?
No.
Okay.
Background check link?
Yes.
I did something about sending over the insurance certificate. You know, I'm not required to have insurance. I don't know if you're aware of the way I'm running my company, but I'm using a subcontractor who does the installation who needs to have insurance, which I have a copy of his.
Okay.
I sent that over this morning. Is that to support@localsplash.com?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. That should be just Support@localsplash.com.
Right. Yeah. I sent it over maybe 20 minutes ago or so.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Yep, I see here. It says Dave Insurance Certificate. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So that, and then I'm going to my inbox now to see.
Okay. But the background check is an important part of the application too, Max. So if you did not receive it via text or via email, that is okay. I'm just going to have our team resend it to you. Now, please take note, Max. Yes?
I did receive something yesterday, Google Verified Documents Urgent. I think that was about the insurance certificate.
That may be about the insurance, but the background check link is different. And once you receive the link, it's only going to be, I would say it's only going to be good for the next 24 hours. So let's say you receive the link now. You have to complete it within 24 hours.
Okay. But I don't see that I received that yesterday.
Okay. No worries. I'm going to have our team resend it. So please keep an eye on to the background check link. Okay?
Okay.
And we should be good to send it to this phone number, right?
Yes. Or okay. Was it, I said it was emailed yesterday.
Yes. Well, as far as what I do here, it may have been sent via text. But anyway, if our team says they sent it via email, I'm just going to update you via text that it's via email. So you can check it. Okay?
So be emailed to me or texted? Sorry.
Currently, I don't have the information, Max, and my apologies. But if I do, I mean, but what I can say is that you can definitely look out for an SMS because usually it's a text. But in cases where it's going to be an email, then I'm going to update you and send you a text that it's going to be an email so you can check it out.
Okay. What's that?
What information is missing?
What are they looking for? Do you know?
Yes. Well, usually you just have to fill in a couple of details, and then usually they ask for your driver's license.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I do know, but it would depend as well. So just look out for the link. It's just going to be, a short form that you need to, form that you need to fill in compared to the application. Well, it's really short.
So once I do that, we're gonna be in the sponsored section, correct?
Yes.
Not the Google
verified. You mean sponsored section? The sponsored section, Max, are called Google Ads. Those are different. I mean, that's a different product that you need to opt into.
Okay.
Okay.
So where am I gonna be?
Okay. Yep, for sure. So for the Google Verified program, of course, that is the premium placement wherein you go to, you get to be seen under the local services ad, and usually it's at the top of the page as well on a search in the map section. That's one thing.
A month from now or so, right?
Yes, that's the Google Verified program. But for, if we're referring to the SEO, that is where we're currently building your online presence. So when we say building, it takes 45 to 60 days as well to get it completed because optimization takes time. Okay. But if you're referring to the sponsored ad section, that is you paying for an ad space, which we call Google Ads. It's a separate subscription that you need to opt into.
No, I wasn't part of that. I was just talking about my presence on Google.
Yes, for sure. Yep.
So that's still going to be another month or so?
Usually, I would say yes, and this is part of the onboarding call, Max, that results are expected in the next 45 to 60 days. From the time, of course, that you had your onboarding call. You're already 3 weeks in, so we're good with that. We're just doing a lot of processes here to get you highly customized or highly optimized, and there are still pending information like the Google Verified. Plus, we are still pending to gain access to your domain so we can push the you've already given it. I'm so sorry. So we are still just working on everything that we need to work on to get your business highly optimized. And it does take time. My apologies.
That's okay. So do you know where we're at with the website part of it?
Yes. Currently, they're currently completing the customization that you requested. Okay. They're still working on it. So once the customization gets completed, it's going to be applied into your domain already.
Okay. And you don't know when that could be.
That I'm not able to give you an accurate timeline, but I can check. I can follow up and see where they're currently at and maybe
reason I'm asking is because I'm doing some advertising and I know people immediately go to the website to look.
Yes, correct. That's correct. They wanted, you know, a lot of people really want to check out the website because that's where everything is. And you sent us a lot of information, like the brochure. We received that, and that's what they're currently working on.
Okay.
It just really takes time when it comes to very customized website.
Okay. So I'm on my dashboard now. Oh, actually, I'm on I don't see the link to get to the dashboard that you were going to email me.
Yes, I've sent it to you via email. Did you not receive it?
Is that, login credentials?
Yes, correct. Login credentials to your advanced reporting.
Okay, gotcha. And then my password is the map photos?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So is this, I don't know what came up here.
Okay, so you're able to log in?
There's a video playing on.
Yeah, so actually the email that I sent you, at the bottom part of it, you're going to see a video. It's going to be a walkthrough. It's a short walkthrough about the dashboard. So you do not need to play that. Just go log into your dashboard. My apologies.
Hello, and welcome.
All right, I want to get back to your email. Kathleen, or Max, you send me the email.
Right.
And let me open it on the computer.
Okay.
Just email on the forefront of the dashboard, the login credentials?
Yeah, you can forward, Max can either forward it to me or you can send it to me, because I have a Mac and he has a PC and he gets pop up.
Oh, no worries. I can send it to you, Kathy. What? Can I get your email?
Yeah, it's TEPORAMA at AOL.
Wait, here it is, babe. I got it.
Okay.
Never mind. I hit the other link.
Just touch this and what happened.
Okay. Should I still send it or are we good?
Yeah, if you could send it to me here.
Okay. And that's peporama at AOL.com.
Tells you your.
Is that correct, Kathy?
At AOL.com, yes.
Okay. Okay, I just sent it. You should be getting it in a minute or two, Kathy. Let me know.
Oh, just so you know, my name is Peppy. Peppi.
Oh, Peppy. I'm sorry. Yeah, because it says here.
Okay.
My apologies. I really do apologize for that. I'm going to put notes about that as well.
Oh, no. Everybody thinks it's Kathy when I say it over the phone. Okay.
Oh, okay. Because it does seem like, it's Kathy. Again, I apologize, but it does. You're correct.
Happens every day.
Okay.
There's no one's expecting Puppy. So.
Because I was like confused why your email is Peporama when your name is Kathy too. So.
Yeah. That explains it. Okay.
All right.
I have not received it yet.
Okay.
I am.
Can we verify the email again? It's Peporama. It's P E P O.
P is in Tom. E P O. R-A-M.
Okay. Give me one quick second. Okay, let's see if it goes through now.
Okay. Alrighty. Not yet.
Okay. Can you try check your spam folders too? Maybe it's there?
Yeah, I'm in spam right now. It's going to come from Local Splash, correct?
Yeah, it's going to come from support@localsplash.com.
Oh, got it.
Okay, cool. So just click on the link. It should say, let me see here.
Yeah.
The https://my.localsplash.com, that's the link to the dashboard, so click on that. And then the username and the password is there.
Okay, the username is, his phone number.
Matt Photos.
Okay. Should I get out of the customer support area? Oh, let me just drop that down. Okay, I'm in it.
Okay, cool. So if you're looking at the dashboard right now, you're going to see tabs at the top left.
Sure. Uh-huh.
The last tab would be business info, so click on business info. Okay, so this is going to be the area where you're going to see all the information that we do have for your business, and definitely can edit the description from here. Description should be under content. So if you click on content, it should be there, and you're going to be given like a pencil icon for you to edit it.
Content.
Okay, now that is if you do want to change the edits in Orient too, but since you mentioned you want to do it on the Google Business Profile, so you can do it from here, and we can get the edit done towards all the campaigns that we do for your business and not just the Google Business Profile.
Oh, because on the Google Business Profile, I had just went into
the pictures are good too, someone.
I had gone into the Edit My Profile, and that was where... So
and
I
would still recommend, though, Teppy, that you go ahead and do the edit here in the dashboard, too, so our team would know that that is the preferred description that you do want to put on the Google Business Profile. And we can use the description towards all campaigns, because the important thing here for optimization is that we have the same information across platforms.
Oh, okay. So question. This looks on the description here. It looks like a lot more than 750 characters.
Mm-hmm.
In the business profile that I was editing, that's all I had. What's the difference?
Okay, let me try. Go ahead, check on this one. One quick second. Oh, by the way, I'm so sorry. This does not just go to the Google Business Profile. My apologies. The Google Business Profile has another set of description, which is definitely 750 characters. The description here is going to be used for your website. Apologies.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay, this way it's a lot longer.
Okay, so it's not going to be the same as what's on the business profile.
Yes, correct. My apologies. If you do want, or if you can, just send us the description through the Google Business Profile via email. This one has to do with the website.
Oh,
the one on the dashboard.
Oh, okay. The one on the dashboard, you're going to want me to send
keep it
you
if you
want it to say?
For the one on the dashboard, if that is okay for us to use on the website, then you can keep it at that. You do not need to edit. But if you want to still look into the edits you're doing on the Google Business Profile, then send it to us via email.
Okay. Well, the business profile, I already had completed and saved and said it was pending.
Yes.
So do you still need me to email you the text of that?
Well, sure. I mean, if you can, we would highly appreciate it so I can give a heads up to our Google team.
Okay. So I can just copy and paste the new.
We don't want to use that.
What?
we don't want to use
it. We're not sure about this because Max has to review it, but looks like I can't go in and make any changes because I saved it and now it's pending.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I wasn't attempting to for this to be the absolute final one.
Okay.
I was just saving it so I didn't lose what I wrote.
Okay, but no worries. I'll have everything check it as well. Once the edits go through, because right now we're not going to be able to see it as well. So I'm going to have them check once the edit goes through.
Okay, once the edit goes through, am I going to be able to, then I want to be able to go back into it and make any, little fine-tuning and whatnot.
Yes, you definitely can. Mm-hmm.
Once this isn't yellow anymore, I'll be able to do that.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh.
It's good. You can edit.
It went through. So
okay.
It's already done.
Wonderful.
It's
wonderful.
Okay. And
what about the one there? The long one.
That's for the website.
Okay. So we need to work. If I want to rewrite that or edit that, you want me to send you like a separate, put it on a document and send it that to you?
Sure. Or, I mean, if you can do that, that'll be great. That's okay.
Yeah. So we can be 100% sure that's what we wanted to say on the website. But the Google profile, as we agreed, is something completely different.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're going to be just, similar. Like I was saying, not to say similar, but they should be, they should have the same information though.
Okay.
Like,
same information.
Yeah, same data. Mm-hmm.
But it can be longer.
Yes, correct.
And more descriptive.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We are going to tweak this business profile that I went on Google and save it again and see what happens as far as pending. And then, because this came through, it was about 10 minutes. And I don't need to do anything with that, or I do. Once we finish what we want to say, and I press save.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes. If that is already final, and you want to save it, you want to keep it for the Google Business Profile, then yes. It actually is final. That's correct.
Okay. So I will do that, and then for the other, I will type up. I'm going to type up a separate document.
Mm-hmm.
I'm print what you have as a description, and then type up and use that, and just make any adjustments we want, and then I'll send them to you. And
okay.
I'm not going to touch what's there.
Okay, yeah, that's totally okay as well. It's all good, as long as we do have the list of the edits you want us to do.
Yeah, and I send it to that same email?
To the email, yes, correct. You send it
okay.
to that email. Support
at Local Splash. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll send you a PDF of what any changes are of that content.
Okay, no worries. Happy. We'll
okay.
definitely look out for that. Another thing I would wish for you to look into as well is that if you scroll down a lot more, you're going to reach the media section.
All right, let me get back to that. Okay, services.
So are you able to go on the dashboard now on your computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So please note that the dashboard via computer via computer is something that you can access using multiple devices, okay? It's only the app that you're not able to do that. The app can only be accessed using one device.
Okay.
I have it on my app.
Okay. All right. So, media.
Yes.
Logo, cover photo.
So these are the photos that we do have currently, but if you do have your own photos that you wish to use on the website, you can upload them from here.
Okay. I can add, I see, I can add photos.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
You can add photos. You can change the cover photo. Just click on the three dots. It's going to give you an option to change
image. You want to change the cover photo.
Yeah, you're going to be able to upload business videos too, Debbie.
Is that for the
I'm going to be able hang on one sec. Am I going to be able to upload I'm going to upload, I'm going to change the cover photo, and then I'm going to add photo. And then the last thing you just said was?
Business videos. Like if you do have any videos you want to highlight to on the website, you can upload it from there too.
Okay, and I can, so where it says add photos, I can actually add a video.
Yeah, no, it should be below. Below the business photos? Yes, correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And business documents. Can
I ask you a question?
Yeah.
This is for the website. This isn't for the for Google.
Is this for the website, Catherine?
That's a very good question that you do have. If you could try click on upload photos or add photos, the default is that the photos also would go to Google. So if you do not want it to put on to be put on Google, just uncheck the box, and we will only be using it for the website and for like social media, Facebook, and the rest of the campaigns.
Okay, so I it's got the two, use in social posts and upload to Google. Uncheck Google or leave it. Do you want the pictures on Google and the website? Okay. No, we'll leave it.
Okay. Yep. So you can, that's the option that you can do. Again, if you do not want it to be on Google, just uncheck it. If you want it to be on Google, then the check mark can remain.
Okay. Gotcha. And business videos, business documents, like what would people upload in this type of scenario?
Oh, the business document section?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you click on the drop-down, because the one that says select document type, it's a drop-down, you're going to see there's a list of business documents.
I see.
Okay. Now, this is usually required when it comes to suspended Google business profiles because Google would require documentations to be presented. You can actually provide it as early as possible, so in cases where we encounter that situation, which we hope not, then we will be able to have the document and we do not encounter delays. But as of the moment, I don't think that is something that you need to do.
Okay.
Because your Google Business Profile is good.
Okay. All right. So I can leave that. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So right now, to work on the new or adjusted, tweaked business description or the content and upload any photos.
Yeah.
Change the cover photo, upload any other photos we want. And
see the photos on there?
Is there anything else we need to do?
What about? Currently, yeah, I think that would be all. Just to give you a heads up as well, Tepi, since you'll be uploading pictures, images can, I mean, if you're trying to upload a lot of images, you can only upload 10 per upload, okay? So it's going to be by batch. Upload 10, and then once it's all saved, you can upload 10 again. But you can upload as much as you want to. It's just that we can upload it by batch, which is going to be 10. And then also at the same time, you will have the option to rearrange the images. If you do want a certain arrangement to be followed, just drag the image and then place it to where you want it to be.
Right. Okay. Yeah, for sure. I will do that. Okay. Now, when I'm dragging them, would it be from the dashboard that I'm on right now?
Yes, switch, correct. You can do that on the dashboard.
Oh, I see. Okay. I see it. Wait, it's not working. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, there we go. Got it. Okay, it's working.
Okay, so cool.
Oh. And, all right. The other question we had was about Yelp.
Yeah.
What is there left to do? Do we have things we still need to do?
As far as what I do see here, our team sent you an invite for as an admin on Yelp. Did you receive it and accepted it? That was the last 17th of March that it was sent.
March 17th?
Yes.
Let me look.
Was it being sent to you?
It usually gets sent out to the email address on file, so that should be through finalwindowmax@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. You're asking Max if he got it. Yeah, I don't have access to that account, so is there a way for me to also be able to use that?
Of course, yeah. I can send a request, Debbie, for our team to add you as an admin.
Yeah.
Yelp.
At that email is best.
Teparama, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No worries. I'll send the information to our team.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like you to get the test.
Can I also be added to the test?
I'm sorry. Can you be added to?
Yeah, to the, whatever text messages Max has sent, can I receive them too?
Okay. Unfortunately, we do not have the option to, like, let's say, a CC option, but I can make sure to save your number here as well as a secondary contact instead. Okay, Debbie? Mm-hmm. So whenever, let's say, for example, Max is not available, then I'll just try to reach out to you. Or if you do send us a text message using your phone number, then it's going to go through Max's account, and we know it's from, you know, from Vinyl Window Max.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll just continue to have him forward me any texts he gets from you.
Yes. Well, actually, that's a feature we're currently working, the CC option for both emails and text message, but currently it's not yet completed, so we'll just look forward to that. Can I get your number, Debbie, so I can add it here?
Yes, please. 847.
Mm-hmm.
911543.
I'm sorry, that's 847.
691-1543.
All right, again, that's 847-691-1543.
Correct.
Okay.
So whenever she calls from that number, you'll get notified that it's us, right?
Yes. Yeah, but she still may be asked for, like, a couple information about the business just for verification purposes so we can discuss the accounts with her. But I'll make sure to add her in your account as well, Max, so whenever she calls in, then she will be further assisted fully. Is that what you want to happen? Like, give full authorization to Teppy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, I'll take care of that. I'll add it here. On my end. And I'm going to add Teppy's phone number as well. So, yep, it's all good. She's been added. And moving forward, if Teppy calls in, then she'll be further assisted. In cases where it's not going to be me who's going to assist you, okay? So at least they know that you're an authorized user in the account.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, where were we with Yelp? I just want to make
For Yelp, I've already sent in the request to our Yelp team to add teparama@aol.com to being an admin. And we are also pending the admin invite to be accepted through finalwindowmax@gmail.com.
Okay. Oh, so you got that invitation. Okay. And
look and see if it's on this phone.
Yeah. Max is just going to talk.
I don't think I saw it. Was it an email?
Yes, it should usually go through as an email. And then you just have to click accept. But if you don't see it and you have it, it was last 17th of March, Matt.
7th of March. Okay.
Yes. If you're not able to find it or anything, that's not a problem. I'm just going to have our team resend the invite. Since anyway, we will be adding Teppy's email too.
Okay. Yeah, let me just see if I have it here.
Okay.
Was it introducing Google Workspace?
No, Google Workspace is a different product.
Okay.
It should actually ask you to accept the invite for the Yelp page.
Okay. It says, hello, Max. This is the tiny URL for your Google business profile.
No, not that. The tiny URL is a link. It's a short link that you can provide to your customers so they can leave a review.
Right. That's right. I knew that. Okay. So it says my Yelp page has been optimized. Is that the one?
No, that's not that as well.
Okay. Get your personal branded. No, that's introducing Workspace. Meta for Business, would that be it?
No, Meta for Business is Facebook.
Okay, yes, I knew that. No, the only thing I got from you on the 17th was those things I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see anything about Yelp.
Okay, I'm sorry. So Yelp is currently being worked on. I think it was you who has access on Yelp. My apologies.
Yes.
I may have misinterpreted it. Yes. So for that, that's all good. They're already working on the optimization. I apologize, Max. It was my mistake. I misunderstood it. We accepted the admin invite, though. Not
okay.
You.
Okay.
Okay. So it's already being worked on.
Oh, no, that's okay. Great. Anything else, babe?
No, I'll work on the things we talked to. Oh, the one last thing. Max got the insurance certificate from his installer.
I told you about it.
We received it already, Tempe.
Oh, you sent it.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
You missed that part.
Just want to be sure. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we're all set. We're going to work on the editing of this new. Now, if we wanted to keep the one for Google that's the way it is, we don't need to do anything, right?
Yeah.
Because it's already been accepted.
Mm-hmm. Yep, correct.
Okay.
If it's all good for you, then we will be keeping it at
that.
I'm going to let our team know to check on the edits. If they do have suggestions or if they do want to reach out, you know, they do want us to reach out to you for clarification, we'll get in touch.
Okay, great. All right, Catherine, thank you so much. You're so helpful.
All right. Well, thank you so much as well for your time, Tepi and Max. Anything else that can help? Any other questions you have?
No, we will have more, though.
Okay, no worries. I'll be looking out for
it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You both have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
You too.